Well, Scott Drew is staying with the Baylor Bears, remaining the head coach in Waco. I'm Pete Mundo, HeartlandCollegeSports.com, as we bring you this show here only on the podcast. And we're grateful to be doing that here as we do this emergency podcast. And Scott Drew, it just turned out, has rejected and turned down Kentucky. He will stay as head coach of the Baylor Bears. And, you know, I can't say I'm surprised, although I was starting to get nervous when I saw some of the reports late on Wednesday, early Thursday, that showed Scott Drew's family was traveling to Lexington. Scott Drew was not on the plane, but his family was reportedly in Lexington to visit and, you know, get a feel for it and basically decide whether or not this was going to be the family's next move. And the long and short of it is the family didn't want to go. That's been reported in multiple places that, you know, he's got kids who are college and high school age, and they basically, you know, Waco's what they know. That's home to them. They did not want to leave what they consider home. Scott Drew's been there for a couple of decades, and they decided that they were going to stand pat. And you know what? I respect Scott Drew for that. It wasn't all about him. It wasn't, well, this is what's in my best interest. This is what I want to do. I won a national title at Baylor. I want to go to a blue blood and win a national title at Kentucky, and I'm friends with the AD. Now, I never viewed Scott Drew as that kind of a guy, but I'm not surprised that he would basically listen to his family and say, you know, if you guys don't want to go, then we won't go. It's not like the old days when Kentucky's one of a handful of places where you can win and make a lot of money. Scott Drew has made a tremendous amount of money. Now, we don't know exactly what his salary is because Baylor's a private institution, but you know, reports are that he's in the $5 million a year ballpark, and he probably has been since his national title. And listen, Scott Drew has made more money than he will be able to spend. Scott Drew has made more money than his kids, if managed right, will be able to spend. And if he wants to do this for another bunch of years, he will make tens of millions of dollars more than he can ever spend. And in large part, that is what has changed in the college basketball and really college sports landscape at large. It's why guys like Matt Campbell stay put at places like Iowa State. It's why guys like Scott Drew stay put at places like Baylor. They don't need to run to a blue blood unless they truly want to. They think they can win. They think they'll be happy. And they believe it to be a place that is a good fit for themselves and their family. And ultimately, Scott Drew's family, per reports, decided that this is not what we want to do. Waco's home. It has been home for two decades. And Scott Drew has proven he can win national championships in Waco with the Baylor Bears. So it's not like he's got to say, ah, you know, this is still a stepping stone. I'm not sure if I can win big here. I can get to a certain point, but can I win a natty? He's done it. He's done it. And as far as he's concerned, you know, he's got all the resources, the new arena. He's got what he needs. And along with his family decided, you know what? I'm good. There's nothing left for me to do once I've gotten my family's input on this. And I respect that. Now, I thought to myself, gosh, he's posting this photo on Wednesday at the Mexican restaurant, basically implying I'm not in Lexington. Turns out his family was there. I'm like, gosh, if he does go, that's going to be kind of crappy because he kind of toyed with everybody on Wednesday by posting that photo from the Mexican restaurant showing him just hanging out in Waco on Wednesday afternoon. Full well knowing his family apparently was in Lexington and getting a feel for Kentucky and whether or not that's a place they wanted to go and a place they wanted to move. But I respect any coach and any man or woman of a household who decides, you know what, my kids matter. It's not all about me. I mean, if you're talking about, obviously, you know, someone in corporate America going from making 150 to 300 grand a year, 500 grand a year, you got to move the family. That's the kind of money that obviously can change your life, can change your kids' lives. I mean, that's different. But when you've been making five mil a year and you've made tens of millions of dollars the last 20 years, it's not like, well, I got to double my salary to have a comfortable retirement. That's not what we're talking about here with Scott Drew. So it's different from somebody in real America or corporate America or whatever you want to call it, making a move like that when you're talking about lesser monies. That's not what this was about. This was just about whether or not Scott Drew wanted a change of scenery, wanted to give this a shot with a blue blood, and thought this would be a cool opportunity, a fun opportunity, a chance to hit the reset button. But listen, there are fan bases in Lubbock and Manhattan who are breathing sighs of relief as well. Because we all know that if Scott Drew had left, two of the first phone calls would have been to Jerome Tang at Kansas State and Grant McCaslin at Texas Tech, who are part of the very successful Scott Drew coaching tree. So this has ramifications, and it reverberates across the entire Big 12 conference. This is not just about Baylor and Kentucky. It's about the entire Big 12 and how Scott Drew staying does not set off these fireworks across the league that likely would have happened. If Drew leaves, McCaslin gets hired, and I'm not saying it would have, but let's just, you know, spitball here, or Tang gets hired, you end up with two coaching openings in the Big 12 that you did not predict even a week ago. But that's the craziness that has become college sports right now. When John Calipari is leaving a lifetime deal at Kentucky for Arkansas, times have changed. The college sports landscape is changing. And I know we talk about, you know, how the blue bloods are continuing to benefit in a big way from all of this, and there's no doubt they are, but you're also seeing a lot of programs with the right boosters put their money where their mouth is and say, you know what? We are in a position now where we can pony up at Baylor. We can pony up at Arkansas. We have the people, the NIL money at Kansas State to get some solid recruits in here in a way that maybe we didn't just a couple of years ago. And that's not a bad thing when you look at the college sports landscape at large. So there's a lot here that when you look back on this story is not just about Kentucky's opening, John Calipari going to Arkansas. There is a broad conversation that is encapsulated around Calipari to Arkansas, Scott Drew turning down Kentucky, what that would have meant across the Big 12, and how this plays out in all of college sports. Because you've seen a lot of this in football as well. Maybe to a lesser degree, because football still, the money is so insane in football. It's a little bit different, but it's the same idea. We thought that NIL and this crazy new world would be all about reinvigorating the Blue Bloods, but in many ways you are seeing teams who have the dough and have the right donors find success. Now, do I still think the sport needs radical change and massive guardrails around NIL and everything else? Not even close. Absolutely. The sport needs that. But all in all, you're able to look at this and you're able to say Scott Drew staying at Baylor is good for Baylor, obviously, good for the Big 12, and I think good for the sport at large. And now Kentucky is sitting there saying, who do we hire? Kentucky has been turned down. Did you ever think you'd say that? Kentucky basketball has been turned down. Not once, but also it's believed to be twice by Danny Hurley, too. The notion that you would get turned down at Kentucky, offering, you know, someone to be probably one of the highest paid coaches in all of college basketball, if not the highest paid coach in all of college basketball, tells you how much things are changing in the sport and around the country. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, I'm not stunned by it anymore. None of this stuff is shocking to me because we're seeing it happen every single day. You're seeing a guy who's won a national championship at Kentucky leave for a job in his own conference. These are insane times that nobody would have predicted a decade ago, right? If I told you 10 years ago, John Calipari, fresh off his natty, was going to be leaving Kentucky for Arkansas in 2024, you would have called me nuts. I guess that's going back 15 years now, for crying out loud. But you get the point. When he was in the first half decade of his stretch there at Kentucky, he's going to multiple Final Fours. He's winning national championships. If I tell you fast forward a decade, Calipari is willingly leaving Kentucky for Arkansas, you ask me what I've been drinking and smoking. The answer's nothing, at least not right now as I do this podcast. Things are changing, and they're changing fast. And that's what we saw with Scott Drew. I'm happy for him. I am thrilled for the Big 12. I think there is so much that the Big 12 benefits from having a guy like Scott Drew stay at a place like Baylor. It makes Baylor look really good, by the way. It makes Waco look great. Chip Gaines trolling Kentucky fans is the kind of content I did not realize I needed this week, and you can find that written about at heartlandcollegesports.com. But, man, all in all, it is a good day to be not just a Baylor fan. It's a good day to be a Big 12 fan. You know, we're not getting poached with our best coaches to the SEC over simply money. We've got good things going here. I'm Pete Mundo on heartlandcollegesports.com. It is great to be here with you. Thanks for being a part of this emergency podcast. Hey, I've noticed, and I'm not calling you out, but I've noticed that things have slowed down on the ratings and the reviews. And since this is podcast exclusive, would you mind dropping that 5-star rating and a review on the podcast? And I still can get you a Heartland College Sports Koozie if you want. Just leave me a rating and a review and send a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. We are at 752 ratings, and I would love it if we could get to 800 here by Memorial Day. What do you think? 48 of you? I mean, that's a fraction of you listening right now. Just hit that 5-star. I would so appreciate you doing that. It really does help this show grow tremendously, and it takes you all of 3 seconds. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys soon, and go Big 12.